I don't know what it feels like to be in exile, as I've always felt connected to my home country of Wales, and even to Britain, and I could even extend to being a European the amount of travelling I do. But my heart is in Wales because that's where I was formed in my mother's womb and in the heart of my family. Yet I suppose we are all exiles as Christians, alienated from our true home in God's heavenly kingdom. If we embrace the message of the gospel, we should be sensitive to a feeling of alienation from the attitudes that prevail in our country. We should feel uncomfortable when we hear of the amount of food that will be wasted this Christmas, alongside starvation. We should be uncomfortable with shops decked out with expensive gadgets that aren't necessary when people sleep rough without the bare necessities of life. We ought to feel very awkward when we join the crush of the Christmas shoppers, knowing that these same crowds won't inhabit our churches this Christmas time. The people of Israel had been in exile. Their country had been overthrown by the Babylonians and the people deported to an alien land. The next generation was born in that captivity and became like their captors. They became comfortable in lots of things, except one. They felt uncomfortable that they were God's chosen people, yet they were living among pagans. The exiles couldn't fight for their own ideals because they weren't in their own country. Isaiah calls on the holy mountain to rejoice, for Jerusalem will see the return of her children. Their exile is to end because God will return them home, where they can set up a new way of life according to God's own commands, where they can feel fully at home because their lives will conform to their beliefs. And in this believing, there will be justice and peace. As Isaiah says, wolf living with lamb, panther and kid together, calf and lion feeding, and a boy to lead them. The people did go back, but the system that they set up still had privilege and oppression, wealth alongside poverty. But then the incarnation, Jesus, God living among his people here on earth, the boy to lead them, showing us how we must behave if we are to bring about his kingdom, the reign of justice and peace here on earth. We can prepare for Jesus' return to earth by increasing our love for one another. Jesus promised that when we help each other in his name, we are helping him. But we need a conversion of heart symbolised by the baptizer, who was the voice that called for an end to corruption and a living out of light. And so, in the dark days of Advent, we pray for Jesus' return in glory, the glory of justice, peace and love. And the coming of Jesus in glory will be an event, the event to end all events as time is swallowed up and we live in God eternally. But that is a time to come. Each day, by inviting him into our lives, we can live out the gospel. We can live out the justice, the peace and the love and the end to corruption by living according to his teaching. He is still the boy to lead us. Those who recognise their need for repentance responded to the call of the baptizer. The people of Israel realised their folly and returned to the covenant. If we recognise our own need and ask God for it, we too will be given help to live according to the values of the gospel. Then a time of justice and peace will become a reality. Wolf living with lamb, panther and kid together, calf and lion feeding, and we shall be exiles no longer.